Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something that's absolutely essential in this crazy world we live in. Building emotional resilience. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by your emotions? Like life is throwing curveballs and you're just flailing in the wind? Yeah, I get it. We all go through those moments where things feel overwhelming, stressful, or downright disheartening. But guess what? You don't have to be a slave to your feelings. Today, we're going to unlock some powerful Stoic strategies that can help you build emotional resilience, so you can weather any storm life throws your way. Think of it as becoming emotionally bulletproof, ready for anything. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, remember this. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and ultimately using them to fuel your growth. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your emotional game. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing your triggers, your patterns, what sets you off, it's like having a GPS for your emotions. Once you understand what makes your emotional engine rev, you can start to navigate those situations with more intention and less reactivity. You know that feeling when you get into an argument with someone and suddenly you're saying things you wouldn't normally say? Well, self-awareness helps you step back, breathe, and make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. Next, practice mindfulness like your life depends on it. Because in a way, it does. Being present in the moment means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. You're not trying to change them, just observing them. Think of it as taking a mental step back from the drama and seeing things with more clarity. When you practice mindfulness regularly, even for a few minutes each day, you train your mind to stay grounded and focused on what's truly important. Now, let's talk about reframing your perspective. This is where Stoicism shines. Instead of getting caught up in the negativity, try to see situations from a different angle. Ask yourself, is this really as bad as it seems? What lessons can I learn from this? Remember, adversity often presents opportunities for growth and strength. It's like that old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Next up, build your support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on friends, family, mentors, anyone who brings positivity and encouragement into your life. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspectives. Remember, sometimes all it takes is a listening ear or a kind word to shift your whole mindset. And finally, take care of yourself physically and mentally. This is non-negotiable. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, exercise regularly. These things are like fuel for your emotional well-being. And don't forget about activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Whether it's reading, painting, playing music, or spending time in nature, make sure you have outlets for self-care and stress management. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, bam, someone bumps into you, spilling your coffee all over yourself. Your first reaction might be anger, frustration, maybe even some tears. But hold on. Remember what we talked about. Self-awareness kicks in. You recognize that this is a frustrating situation, but it's not a personal attack. You take a deep breath, practice mindfulness, and reframe the situation. Okay, this is annoying, but it's just coffee. It could be worse. Then, you politely address the person who bumped into you, apologize for any inconvenience even though it wasn't your fault, and move on. Boom. You handled it with grace and resilience. That's the power of Stoic principles in action, turning a potentially negative experience into a learning opportunity. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build your emotional resilience like a boss. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about mastering your emotions so they don't control you. I want to hear from you. What's one strategy you're going to try today? Share your thoughts on our social media channels. Let's build a community of resilient, awesome individuals together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stuck, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.